Are there any harmful side effects, Doc, while taking supplements and prescription medications? And then he goes on to explain what's wrong with him. He's got AFib and stuff like that. But he wants to know, if you take supplements, do they screw up prescription medications?
Well, I hope they do, okay? Because the only prescription medication that cures anything is pharmaceuticals. They will kill bugs, you know, syphilis, streptococcus, staphylococcus, salmonella, all these kind of things. All other prescription drugs are purposely designed to just treat symptoms so they can treat you for 20 years and milk you like a cow, okay? Now, the thing that I like to show is, look, all vertebrates, including human beings, and this is based on my thesis for my postdoctoral fellowship, 20,000 autopsies, 454 species of animals, and 3,000 humans, okay? And what I found out was that all vertebrates require the same 90 essential nutrients, 60, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And this is why my thesis, George, is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure, okay?
It is. That's true.
Yeah, and most doctors, when they do a study on a new drug or a new pharmaceutical or a disease, they'll use 50 white rats. What is that going to tell you? Nothing, okay? And so they really don't get a good idea what's going on here. And so, for instance, AFib, you mentioned AFib. AFib is not a heart deal, and doctors will spend $500,000 over 5 to 10 years on atrial fibrillation with heart medications and surgeries and all this kind of thing. And AFib is always due to, a back problem.
It's the electrical thing in the spinal cord, isn't it?
That's exactly right. It's the degenerative disc disease, so that the first four thoracic vertebrae, T1, 2, 3, and 4, get closer together, smash the roots of the spinal nerves that control the rate and rhythm of the heart. And all you have to do is rebuild those discs, push those vertebrae apart, and AFib goes away in weeks. I do this hundreds of times a month all around the world. And so AFib is a very easy disease to get rid of. There's another little AFib thing. Sometimes when people get osteoporosis of the skull and they get a squeezing of the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, which can cause kind of an AFib kind of thing. And so, but when you get osteoporosis of the skull, it goes along with degenerative disc disease in the back. So it's the same nutritional approach. You know, we give them the healthy bone and joint pack, and we throw in the MSM and some vitamin D3, and we can put some of our topical pain relief on their neck or their first thoracic vertebrae and behind their ears and their skull, and it all goes away. And you don't need surgery. You don't need to be cutting nerves and all this kind of stuff, which doctors like to do, and I think they tend to refer people to their golf buddy who might be a neurosurgeon and that kind of stuff. And so it's really nasty. And so I have a new book coming out in a couple of months, maybe even a couple of weeks. It's called It's All in Your Head. And I go into all the 12 pairs of cranial nerves in the spinal cord as they get squeezed, as they come out of from the brain through the skull to go do their job. If you have osteoporosis of the skull, it squeezes those 12 cranial nerves, and you get blindness. You lose your hearing. You get vertigo. You get hiccups. You get you lose your voice. And I don't know if you've seen this, the son of Ted Kennedy. I think he's advertising some insurance.
Oh, no, that's the son of Robert Kennedy.
Oh, is it Robert Kennedy? Okay, yeah. Robert Kennedy. And he's selling some kind of
He's got a voice issue.
Yeah, he's talking like this. That's because his ninth cranial nerve is being squeezed. It's called the glossopharyngeal nerve.
Right.
It controls vocal
right.
cords. He's got osteoporosis of the skull. I don't need to have an x-ray of his head because he's got that symptom from 3,000 miles away on TV. I can diagnose him that he's got osteoporosis of the skull. I guarantee he's got dental problems. He may also have vertigo. He may also have tinnitus, ringing in the ears, and so on. He's giving himself away. He's got osteoporosis of the skull because he's been going to medical doctors, probably the best neurosurgeons in Boston.
Exactly, exactly. I had Jonathan Emord on yesterday, the attorney, and we were talking about the opioid epidemic. It's out of control, Doc.
Well, I'm the guy who wrote the first 17 papers on opioids in the 1960s. I had 17 scientific papers. I'm the guy that did it before they even had names for it. It was called M99 to begin with, because it was the 99th extract of morphine.